In Jesus' name we pray. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you for another session of Family Essence. All the essence of our gathering is for us to know your will, to know your mind, to be able to walk in your purpose for our lives, to be able to follow your divine instruction, and to be able to achieve and accomplish that which you've designed and orchestrated from the beginning for our lives, to be able to reach the end goal, to be able to achieve our full potential, that which you have high marked for us. I pray, O God, that as we look into your word and we look into a session of prayer, as we learn, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will dwell in our midst. Your Holy Spirit will inspire us. Your Holy Spirit will take absolute control of our lives, so that we'll be able to see with our eyes that which you want us to see through your scriptures, and to be able to believe. Lord, we pray that your grace will mix with faith in our hearts to be able to receive your word and to follow your instruction, that which you've commanded in the scriptures to benefit our lives. Lord, we pray that you'll bless us today as we gather in the unity of faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know it is done. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Again, if you are just joining us on another session, on another edition of Family Essence, and we'll be looking at a very important subject before us, and the topic before us is Teach Us to Pray. Teach Us to Pray. Now, more often than not, we've come across the passage in the scripture where the disciples of Jesus Christ actually asked Jesus that he should teach them really how to pray. And then, of course, some of us, we've engaged in prayers before, but to us, prayer looks boring. Prayer looks boring to us. Some of us, if we pray like 2 minutes and, you know, we're getting tired already. Some of us, if we hear, let us pray. Even in church, we go like, well, we are at it again. And then, so prayer, basically, it's an atmosphere of dialogue with God. Now, the disciples of Jesus Christ have been following Jesus Christ, and perhaps they've seen him pray one way or the other, you know. And most of the time, Jesus Christ will pray, maybe a short prayer, maybe, you know, a longer prayer. And then the disciples really do not understand the concept of prayer. So they are deficient in that area. They have no skill in that area of prayer. And it dawned on them that we can't continue to follow this guy and not know how to pray, because we've tried it ourselves. It's not working. So how then do we know how to pray? So they had to come to that standpoint where they realized that they are not capable of praying. And they don't even know what to utter. They don't know what to say, right? They don't know how to approach God in prayer. So they came to Jesus Christ, realizing that they are deficient in the place of prayer. And then in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 5 to 18, Jesus Christ actually taught his disciples how to pray. And perhaps for some of us, maybe we are struggling in the place of prayer. Prayer to some people doesn't look like something you want to engage in ordinarily, right? It doesn't look like, because if you want to pray, you need to make sure that your heart in which you are praying for, it's fully aligned with God. The heart in which you're praying for is really is in full alignment with the mind and the will of God. Most of us will pray and it looks as if our prayers are not being answered. No, that's not what that is. See, when you come to a place of prayer and you're not praying according to how the Spirit of the Lord is leading you, okay, and you're praying amiss, you're praying not from the standpoint of what God has in store for you, okay, because there is a tendency of you just praying and just praying amiss. You're uttering words, but without an understanding of what you are uttering. Someone can come to the place of prayer and then decide that, you know, he wants to pray to God. And then he's asking, he's not even praying, because there are times when you come to the place of prayer and what the Spirit of God wants you to do is to sing song for 1 hour. There are times when you come to the place of prayer and what the Spirit of God wants you to do is to seek forgiveness. And you can be on that forgiveness for 2 weeks. Yes, you can be on praying for forgiveness for 2 weeks. You pray, you cry, you pray, you cry, you pray, you cry. But you see, it's as if that thing is still there, is not taken away yet. Okay, you still feel some kind of, it's as if it's still, you are not yet satisfied. Okay, so praying with the mindset of the purpose of God, of the will of God for your life, it's a very important. Praying with an understanding of what God intends to achieve, either in you or by you, it's important, okay? And the only way this can be revealed through you is through the Holy Spirit. Now, we look at the book of Matthew chapter 6 in verse 5 to 16. Matthew 6 in verse 5 to 16. If you have a copy of Bible on your phone, you can open it. Or if you have a physical copy, paper with you, you can open it. I read from verse 5 to verse 18. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. That is the number one criteria in the place of prayer. That's the number one criteria in the place of prayer. Don't be like the hypocrites. The hypocrites are those who claim to have alignment with God, but they are still living in sin. The way they dress, the way they appear in the public space, they might even be, you know, workers in church and all that, and then they put on that garment of, okay, that carriage, let me put it that way, that carriage of a Christian brother or a sister, but then they are still living in sin. They are still fighting, they are still abusing, those are hypocrites. They claim to know God, but really, they don't have anything to do with God. In fact, they are not recognized in the kingdom of God. That's the number one criteria. So as we read through this passage, you will see the criteria that Jesus Christ actually gave.